It's a winner-take-all Game 5 of the NL Division Series in D.C. The Nationals look for their first playoff series win since moving to Washington, and as they try to dethrone the defending champion Cubs, the Nats start fast against Kyle Hendricks.
The Cubs hitting just 122 against the Nationals starters. Murphy hits a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to tie the game. Long home run for Daniel Murphy, and the ball game is tied 1-1.
Well, Murphy was the guy in game one that really kind of set the tone for this Nationals team.
Here comes the 0-2. In the air. Well, hit to left. Jay goes back. That ball is gone. Michael A. Taylor has done it again. And he almost beat Matt Wieters around the bases.
Pitch to Russell, he hits a ground ball fair down into the left field corner. Contreras will score. Zobrist coming around third. Cubs lead 5-4. Addison Russell with a two-run double. Scherzer with a high set, the 0-2 swing, and a miss. Ball gets through the legs, however, the catcher Wieters, the throw to first, gets into right. Here comes Russell, he's in. It's 6-4. The Cubs add a run on a strikeout, wild pitch, and an error. Wow.
Inside, and he hit him. And that'll force in a run. I guess we hadn't seen everything.
No, we haven't.
Now we have.
Here's Addison again. He lines one toward left field, coming in as Worth, and he's gonna slide and miss the ball. It goes all the way to the wall. The Cubs are gonna get a run, I believe. Rounding third and scoring is Zobrist.
In the air to left field. Zobrist goes back, still going, hits over his head and off the wall. Harper scores, they're at second and third. Up the middle, base hit. It is a one-run game. Michael A. Taylor has struck again. Runners lead from first and second. Here it comes in the dirt. Snap throw back.
You have to watch. They might check on this, Joe Maddon and his team. I don't know if Rizzo kept the glove down or the tag down, but Lobaton, when he slid into first, his foot came off the bag just for a second.
And they rule him out. The challenge by Maddon. The reversal. And the one-run lead intact.
And now there's two outs in the ninth. The 3-2 to Harper. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year. He struck out Bryce Harper on a low inside breaking ball, and a great happy scene of excited Cubs jumping up and down on the mound here at Nationals Park in Washington.
9-8 is your final as Chicago reaches a third straight LCS. Wade Davis gets his longest career save, recording 7 outs, and this game goes 4 hours and 37 minutes, the longest 9-inning playoff game in Major League history. Addison Russell has a huge night at the plate in Game 5. He goes 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs, including a go-ahead 2-run double in the 5th inning off Max Scherzer that put Chicago in front for good.
I think the best I've been there, you know, this whole series. It's just balls fell tonight, back and forth the whole ball game. It was a great ball game played, and you know, just happy to come out on top.
Craig, as you lose the heartbreaker yesterday in tough conditions, you come on the road and find a way to gut one out. What about winning this series against that team with everything they've accomplished this year?
You know, that's a great ball club over there. The Nationals, we have nothing but the utmost respect for them. You know, just great ball played all around. You know, we have set goals as a team, and I think that we're on our way of hitting those goals. Just a great ball game, all set.
And here, Rush.
As you talk about a great ball game, with everything this team has been through the last couple of years,
where does this game, this moment, this back and forth, this roller coaster, where does this rank and all the check marks that you guys have had?
I would say that this is the most fun I've had playing in a baseball game. And it ranks right up there with winning the World Series, you know, being down 3-1 in the World Series. And just to see the fight, you know, the team that my team had, and, you know, to stand behind every single one. Everyone's up there top stepping, you know, every pitch. Just to see, like, the energy, you know, flow within the dugout was just, I get chills just talking about it. It was awesome.
Craig, you were down 4-1 in the game. You crawl back, get two more runs, and then what is it like to have that four-run inning against Scherzer?
Huge. You know, you look out there and you see Scherzer up there, and, you know, you think, you know, one of the best, if not the best pitcher out there on the mound, and he's coming in the middle of the game, and, you know, you kind of have to change your game plan, your approach, because he's a starter, and now he's going in the bullpen, so... yeah, he's definitely a competitor. Really stepping up to that plate. Just want to get something over the plate. Try not to do too much. Just move the runners. And ended up driving in two runs.
Wilson Contreras goes 1-for-3 with two runs scored, and his huge pickoff throw to end the eighth inning helped the Cubs escape a jam.
It was crazy. It was a crazy game. Game number five against Washington, it was good. I can't say enough about this game. Ups and downs, craziness, a lot of pitches, a lot of crazy things happens. I don't know. I can't say enough about this game.
What did you say to Wade Davis when he entered?
I think he's not used to pitching the eighth, but in the top of the ninth, we got together. He told me now we're going on, and I have a lot of faith in Wade. Everybody believe in Wade. And he makes really good pitching in the ninth.
What was your mindset on that back pick of Jose Lobaton, a fellow catcher too?
They know that they cannot fall asleep on me. I'm always aware of who I got on the bases. And I saw him a little bit too far from first. And I gave Rizzo the sign, and I just decided to make a throw. And I made the right decision.
Who said something good to you after that? Anybody say something interesting?
The whole team came up to me. That was huge. But I did. We do everything for the team. We do everything to win the game. And today was one of those days.
Where do you rank this game?
What was that?
Where do you rank this game for you?
Oof, 10 for 10. I was 10 out of 10. Both teams gave 100%. The national team are a really good team. Tough team. They never give up, but we never quit. And we were better at this time.
And Cubs closer Wade Davis throws 44 pitches in his longest outing since 2013. He saves all three Cubs victories in the NL Division Series.
Well, I didn't answer the phone. So no, you know, just everybody fighting so hard that game. You know, you want to go out there and give your best effort, and thankfully it worked out.
You told me a couple days ago that you could go as long as this team needed you to go. How did your arm feel out there?
I felt good. You know, I felt like I was still had plenty left in the tank and had to face the tougher part of the lineup, but it was, it was a blast being out there, and I had a great time.
Was this a nerve-wracking experience for you, or you've done it so many times in big spots?
No, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, they got such a good team over there and one of the better lineups that you're going to face, and to be able to come out on top has definitely been good.
Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks gives up 4 runs on 9 hits over 4 innings, but the defending champions do not quit, and they outlast the Nationals in 5 games. Here's Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
Hopefully it will, but actually we scored a lot of runs on outs and awkward kind of plays. It was just it's one of those will-to-win kind of situations. Our guys are not going to be denied. They get the big homer. It's 4-1 immediately. Kyle struggles to get through 4, then he turned over to the bullpen. Try to utilize everybody. I was prepared to use waiting for 6, but what's the difference between 6 and 7 outs, right? So come out for the 7th, 1-2. Give our guys credit, man. Just give our guys credit. Every last one, there's a total buy-in among the group. Nobody cries or complains about playing or not playing. Zoe is ready to come off the bench and talk to me. All that stuff matters. So that's what's the most exhilarating part about the whole vibe for me right now is that everybody's bought in.
That's your question.
Yes, sir.
Joe, 4-1, you guys fall behind. What was the mindset? Obviously, you've been there before, but maybe not under these circumstances.
Well, you know, just watching the game progress, we needed to chip away, and we did. And then once we got in our bullpen, I thought anything was possible. We just had to hold them. I mean, that was the big thing. How do you hold them? I did not want to use Q early. I thought that, like I said before the game, the normal means, the regular bullpen guys are rested, so give them the first crack. And I felt really actually very strongly about that. Dunsink got through it. I mean, I was really counting on more outs out of Montgomery, quite frankly. It didn't happen, so you just got to move on the conga line at that point. I thought six, not seven out of eight, but like I said, what's the difference between six and seven? So give the boys credit, man. That's one of the most incredible victories I've ever been part of. I know a lot of people are probably saying the same thing, but under the circumstances in the other team's ballpark after a tough loss at home, to come back and do that, give our guys all the credit in the world.
Craig, on the right.
Joe, how bizarre was that game for you, especially getting four off Scherzer in that inning?
It was bizarre world. There's no question about it. And but it happens. It happens this time of the year. You have to be, again, all hands on deck. You got to be prepared to do things you normally don't do. You have to have guys that are ready. How about Schwarber's pinch hit as an example? I mean, like left on left right there. Schwarber had not done that pretty much, and he was ready to do that. Tommy Listell, another big pinch hit at bat. Zobrist, huge at bat. That base hit to left field versus Scherzer. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Before the game, Snow's not starting. This is the MVP of the World Series last year. He got it. He understood exactly why. And that's the beauty of this group, that they really support one another. It's something that we grew throughout the course of the year. And listen, any manager would love this group.
On the left, Bill.
Yes, Jake.
Hi, Jeff. You go Lackey Saturday?
Right now we just got champagne after this, you know, a long flight to LA, which I'm really pleased about. We haven't even talked about that yet. He's definitely in the mix, no question.
And then just briefly, you know, I know you want to celebrate tonight, but you had a great series against the Dodgers last year.
Yep.
What do you look forward to against them? How do you think you match up?
It's very interesting once again. You know, they're different because they really overcame the inability to really, you know, work against lefties. They're better. So they made some nice moves. They're more balanced in that regard. They got lefties that hit lefties too, which makes them more difficult. Always have a good bullpen. They have a specific plan regarding how they like to pitch. They got Mr. Kershaw, obviously, and they got Darvish, et cetera. So there, listen, we just went through Strasburg and Scherzer. I mean, that's no day at the beach either. When you get to this time of the year, you really have to be prepared to beat good pitching, which they have.
Your last question will be Adam on the left.
Joe, what did you see, or were the guys in the back tell you that made you want to review the Hovland play?
You got to. I mean, it was. I look for Anthony all the time. You got to trust your guys on the field, but there was no reason to not. We have two challenges. It's that part of the game. There's no reason to not challenge right there.
The Cubs will open up the National League Championship Series on Saturday night against the Dodgers in Los Angeles.